Hello, Red.
Yes.
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my problem is that all these Christmas cards, and well, they say happy holidays and happy season's greetings and stuff like that, and they're trying to get everybody to quit saying happy holidays or quit saying Merry Christmas because of all the foreigners that are moving into the country. And I just really think we should still keep saying Merry Christmas and celebrate it like we always have. You know, if the people want to live in our country, they should accept our ways instead of us having to change our ways for them.
Well, you're on to something there. I know in our house we have felt lately that we have had to adopt several Islamic customs that we did not want to, but that we feel have been forced upon us.
Right.
And I know my boy came home from school the other day, and he had been made for, I guess, the 11th day in a row, made to pray five times toward Mecca. And he's a good Christian kid. And at one point he said, I don't want to do this anymore. And they threatened to behead him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's the time that I say, what's going on in this country?
I mean,
I remember years ago, I thought the Jews were taking over Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I used to, you know, get on the air and say, we got to do something about this. And I think I made a mistake. While I was doing that, I think the Muslims took over.
Yeah.
Now, we kept the blacks at bay, and I think we've done a damn good job of that.
Yes.
But I don't know what we're going to do about the Muslims. I just have a feeling that next year we won't even have Christmas.
Well, you got a big following. Maybe there's something you can say to put the right bug in the right person's ear.
Well, I'm sort of tired of putting bugs in people's ears and more interested in some sort of action. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if you and I together could get something started where maybe we, I'm not thinking militia, but just something along those lines. Any interest in you and I partnering? We could maybe meet at a coffee shop and just talk about it. But I would like to get started on something that would begin to reverse a tide that I believe is going to destroy every God-fearing white man, woman, and child in this country.
Well, I'd like to see reverse, too, but there's no way that I would be interested in anything illegal.
No, I didn't say illegal. Right now, militias...
I'm just making that clear.
Yeah, no, not... militias are legal. I don't know if you're aware of that, but you can form a little group. You can't go out and rebel.
Right.
Which bothers me too, because isn't that how we started in this country? Isn't that how we were born?
That's right. But see, it's all given away. I mean, like, when my grandparents came here, nobody helped them. Nobody gave them free taxes. When my dad started school, he didn't know how to talk English. All he could talk was Swede, you know, and he just got beat up every day until he learned how to talk English, you know.
I'm a little amazed they let him in. Was he a foreigner?
No, but his parents never taught their children how to talk Swede when they had kids.
Come again?
His parents came here from Sweden.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
From McGregor, Minnesota.
Right, I'm surprised they were allowed in. What were the circumstances that the foreigners were allowed in back then?
Well, I don't have a clue, but anyway, I'm talking about my dad, the Swedish kids.
Oh, you know, when you think about it, and you tell me what your thoughts are on this, I don't really consider the Swedes who came over foreigners because they're more like you and I.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean that either.
Yeah.
But I mean, my relatives that came here were given no breaks like the Muslims, and those are now.
Yeah.
You know, when my dad and his brother and sister started school, there was like 15, 20 kids in their class, and a lot of them couldn't talk English, but they had to learn and take the crap that they were given until they did learn to talk English. But now, for the Muslims that come, we bend over backwards and have extra teachers that can talk their language and extra books and that they can read and everything else. It's just not fair.
And I heard now they're giving out free robes in public schools.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. You know, my dad came over from Germany.
Yeah.
And he had a rough time, too, because it was, well, it was 1943, and the Germans just weren't real popular. Plus, he was in a submarine, and that just looks bad.
Yeah.
But he hit the shore, Atlantic seaboard, and he was, you know, he was soaking wet. A lot of people turned on him. He got roughed up pretty good. Well, he called it the School of Hard Knocks, and he was in a POW camp.
Oh boy, that had to have been tough.
Well, what he said is it made him a better person. And he said nowadays, he was telling me this last week, Muslims come over and they don't get thrown in POW camps. What gives?
Well, that's my point.
I'm wondering if you would be at least interested in joining me in setting up detention camps or getting people to set up detention camps.
Give me a call.
All right. Let me put you on hold. We'll get together. We'll have some coffee, and we'll see. I'll tell you one thing. I have a farm out in Wisconsin. Got a ton of barbed wire, so we got a good start.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get going on this right away.
All right.
Bill.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Bill?
How long have you lived in the Twin Cities?
Boy.
Did you grow up here?
No, I grew up in Alabama.
Really?
And I got here in May.
May of what year?
Just this past May.
Oh. So you've just lived here 9 months or so.
Yeah, why? What's the story around here?
How did you get... I was listening in my car radio when I was coming home, and I just got in, and... You seem so afraid of Muslims.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not that I'm afraid of them. It's more of a deep-seated terror, a real terror that I feel. And it's because I can't tell.
Like if you were in an airplane.
Uh huh.
And, you know, waiting for the plane to take off, and somebody and a man came in with a what you might call a long bathrobe and a head scarf. Would you get nervous?
I'm always nervous around men in bathrobes. I had a bad experience as a child at the rectory. The bathrobe thing is that doesn't
at a rectory?
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of times.
Well, you mean it was a priest in a bathrobe?
Well, he had just gotten out of the shower. I didn't even know priests did that. I don't exactly consider mass a workout, but these guys would take a shower after, and I'd be putting away the chalice. Turn around, there the guy is in a bathrobe, which again wouldn't bother me.
The priest's house or the rectory.
Yeah.
Is very seldom connected to the church.
That's what was weird about Alabama. There was just a sense down there that everything was connected, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
So the whole bathrobe thing, when I see guys get on planes in bathrobes or like just pajamas, anything like that, you know.
Well, I can't remember the guy from NPR. NPR fired him.
Juan Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, why'd they fire him again? Was he Muslim?
Because he said that he gets nervous.
Oh yeah, he gets
on an airplane when he sees
pajamas.
Not pajamas. A bathrobe.
So it says he had the same experience. I think it might have been either with a priest or just at the Y. Where, you know, the guys have the robe and they come out and maybe it has initials on it, you know, a little, you know where I'm going?
What do you mean at the Y?
Well, you know, these guys, yeah, they come out of the shower and they put on the robe, the bathrobe.
Yeah.
And, It's just, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, it sounds like they're modest about it if they put on a bathrobe.
Well, what I mean is that
around nude.
No, I'm saying they don't have any other clothes. That's what they arrive in. So they put that on and then they leave the Y.
In a bathrobe?
Some of them, and they have what are clearly some sort of puffy bunny slippers or something, and they're going out to their car, and you look in the car, and there are kids in the back seat sleeping. And it's one thing when I'm in a coffee shop, but that guy was working out with his kid out there sleeping, and the kid's wearing a little mini robe or something.
Yeah, let me say this. Maybe it's warm enough down south, but it sure as heck isn't warm enough up north of the Mason-Dixon line to do that in the wintertime.
Well, thank you for so. That's why we're probably going to see less of that up here. Very good.
Well, let me tell you this. Yeah. My son married a lady from the country of Jordan. She is of Arabic descent, but she's.
Let me ask you before you go any further.
She's a Roman Catholic.
Before you go any further, I just want to ask, is your son okay?
Oh, they've been over there. He'll be married 6 years.
I'm just asking you, and I'm being straight with you. Have you talked to him recently?
Last week.
Does he sound the same as you remember him? Because sometimes, I don't know if you're familiar with some of the brainwashing that goes on over there, but
hey, we went over for the wedding. We flew over for the wedding. My son said, "Hey, you guys don't have to be afraid of Jordan. A girl can walk down the downtown streets of Amman
in a bathrobe."
Yeah, and they don't have to be afraid. He says the only thing that might happen, a cab driver might try to screw you out of a couple of dollars.
See, that's what I'm saying. We don't deal with that in this country.
What do you mean?
This cab driver stuff, screwing you out of a couple of bucks.
Are you kidding?
We do?
Well, it's happened.
To you?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, it doesn't sound like it has, Bill.
I've hired cabs.
Bill, you sound like you're making this up. What?
I've hired cabs from the airport.
Has anybody ever screwed
you? Their meter is.
Bill, has anybody ever screwed you out of $2 in a cab? I want you to answer honestly.
In the Twin Cities?
Anywhere. Have you ever been screwed?
Well, in Jordan, the cab driver says, no change. Well, I says, well, you must have change.
No.
Every cab driver has
Sorry. I mean, here in the United States, have you ever been screwed in a cab? Maybe in the back seat.
I don't think so. Because
let me tell you something. That's the difference in the countries, right? That's why we're eventually going to have to go to war with these SOBs.
Oh, come on! You're not going to go to war for a cab driver.
How many people have to lose $2, Bill, before you're going to step in with an M16? Answer me that.
Hey, listen. When my son was 45 then.
Well, he should have known better.
No. He said it was a safe place. It relieved my fears. It relieved my wife's fears.
Wait a minute.
She went over for the wedding.
You say she's a Catholic?
She's a Catholic.
Did she present papers? How do you know she is?
Because they were married in a Catholic church.
That doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean?
They did that for show while you were there.
There was no show there. They made us... The bishop over there made us, my son called us or emailed us, I can't remember which, but we had to get proof that he had made his confirmation and was baptized.
I'm accepting that your son's a Catholic. I'm just saying I don't know about this girl. What's her name?
That's beside the point. I'll give out my name as Bill, and that's all I'll give out. I mean, this is not a... That's an imposition on your part to ask me what her name is.
Why are you so afraid to give out her name? Is she on the terrorist watch list?
Ah, come on. Don't be so idiotic.
Why are you afraid to pass along her name?
Well, it's none of your damn business. What's your kid's name?
My kid's name? Mac.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't give that out.
I'm giving it out because he's not on the terrorist watch list.
Any idiot around the Twin Cities or Minnesota can take your son's name, Google it, and find out what school he goes to and do nasty things to him.
Is that what happens in this community? I'm going back to Alabama!
Well, I think Alabama might be worse.